Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Detroit. This is National Detroit Weekly, a local, national, and international news and opinion commentary show live from the Motor City with host blogger Harold Sullivan, veteran radio guy, Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission. My name is Michael Van Tool from Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, a retired banker and infamous jazz poet. But you know what? I do something positive too, not just this seductive nighttime poetry. I have worked with the Salvation Army over the years. I have also worked with the Lions Club. I'm a member of Silicede Youth Organization and its CEO, Pastor Elaine Benford Gwynn. I'm also a member of Beacon Outreach Mission, the James Tatum Foundation for the Arts, and Agents of Hope, and Franklin Wright Settlements. So I try to do some good, but I'm glad that you're here with me this evening. And for those of you who have called in, great. For those of you who have clicked online, I appreciate you being here. Let me tell you something, a family-serving family. That's what the Ellis Funeral Home is about. And David Ellis Jr. and the team over there are working very hard to help make things work better for you. The Ellis Funeral Home is available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, serving all faiths. The number is 313-535-8800. You know, the Ellis Funeral Home is a family serving families with dignity and quality care at affordable prices. Go online at ellisfuneralhomeinc.com. We'll call 313-535-8800. The Ellis Funeral Home on Grand River between Lasser and Telegraph is a family serving families. Thank you to the Ellis Funeral Home for supporting National Detroit Weekly. And, of course, we're here every Wednesday, or at least we try to be, every Wednesday at 6:30. And you can go back and you can catch some of the previous programs that we've recorded over the past year. So, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk to tonight when we get going is it's vacation time, and it's a great day. The weather is great here in Detroit today, and we have to start thinking about what we're going to do for vacation this year. All I know is I'm ready. I'm ready to get out of the country. I'm ready to get out of town. I'm working on some things right now, but we're going to talk about something a little bit later. You know what? I have a list here of countries that I wanted to cover this summer: Panama, Jamaica, Bermuda, Virgin Islands, London, well, England, Nigeria, Scotland, Argentina, Hawaii, Italy, and Aruba. So we're going to get to some of those this summer, and hopefully some of you all will get a chance to take a trip and travel a little bit. Tonight we're going to talk about Mexico, so I'm excited about that. I've been there, and I know a lot of people have gone to Cancun and places like that, but I want to talk about Mexico tonight. If you are calling in, of course, you know you can call in at 657-383-0565, and then you can log on to blogtalkradio.com and keywords National Detroit Weekly, Michael Van Tool, and you can click on and listen to it online, listen to National Detroit Weekly. Senior care transportation, if you need transportation, it's not just for seniors anymore. Senior care has expanded their coverage and have a brand new fleet of vehicles. Call now to reserve your car or van to any location for any event, work, or pleasure. Senior care transportation can be reached at 844-728-7433. Again, that's 844-728-7433. This is a great time right now, especially for you graduates, high school, college graduates. Let's say you're getting your car for the first time. You want a brand new Ford vehicle. Call our partner, Deacon Moe at Avis Ford. For first-time buyers, he can get you in a car. We've got
He's got a plan for you. First-time buyers, he has a plan. Call Deacon Moe, or just walk into Ava's Ford at 12 Mile and Telegraph and ask for Deacon Moe. When you walk in the door, just say, I want Deacon Moe. You need some payment terms. You can let him know how much you want to pay a month, how much you have available per month, and he'll fix something out for you. You've got some down payment concerns. You got a trade in. You might not have much cash, but you got a trade in, or you got cash, but you don't have a trade in. Whatever, he'll work it out. If you want to get a lease, Deacon Moe is a certified sales and leasing associate, so you still got the right person. What do you need to get started? Just fill out an application, your identification, proof of income, and that's you'll get started. So call Deacon Moe at Avis Ford, 248-226-2566. Let them know that you heard it on National Detroit Weekly. You know, Renee Cunningham, we call her the Legacy Protector here at National Detroit Weekly. She's a creative and compassionate communicator. She's been on with us before. She currently works as the Director of Benefits with American Income Life. She's worked in banking and finance for over 20 years. You know, just like me, I've done 32 years in banking. But you know what? Her goal is to inspire you to overcome every challenge in your life by discovering your purpose, protecting the legacy that has been given you, and enabling you to create your own. You know, she can get you the right insurance, discuss the policy with you. She can, help you to plan for the future. She can update and review your current policies. Here's the number, because it's better for her to talk to you, not me. The number is 313-549-0918. Again, that number is 313-549-0918 for Renee Cunningham, the Legacy Protector here at National Detroit Weekly. Let's Make It Happen Events presents their first annual Mothers, Daughters, Sisters, and Best Friends Forever High Tea, Saturday, May 13th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Brush Park Ballroom, and that's located at 2458 Brush Street in Detroit. The cost is $40, and it's payable to Let's Make It Happen Events, and you send it to Minnie Roberts. The address is 37560 Wynwood Drive, Farmington Hills, 48335, or you can just call. The number is 248-474-1769. The tea consists, of course, assorted teas and sandwiches, desserts by Chef Mona of 234 Winder Street, and there's entertainment and prizes. Share special moments with mothers, daughters, sisters, and best friends forever at the first annual Let's Make It Happen events, High Tea, for mothers, daughters, sisters, and best friends forever. The tickets are $40. It's Saturday, May 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. And the number to reach Minnie Roberts is 248-474-1769. Look, it's just about less than 3 weeks away. So call and reserve your seats, reserve your table. They have tables of 6 or 10, $40 a ticket. And you know what? I would suggest you get them now, because as far as I know, the price is going to go up, you know, between now and May 13th. So here's the number for the first annual High Tea, 248-474-1769. African Fashions and More is located at 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park. And here's what you'll find at African Fashions: a splash of color, authentic, colorful African fabrics, expert fashion designers on site, low and reasonable prices, direct-to-public merchandise, and experienced craftsmanship to create your individual style and outfit. I've been over there before, and I'm telling you, walk in there, and all you see is a splash of color. African Fashions and More on 9 Mile Road in Oak Park. The number is 248-951-2363. Again, African Fashions and More, 248-951-2363. Izzy Logistics and Distribution. You know, right now the weather is great. As I said, it's about 80 today. it's just about, I think it is 80 degrees today here in Detroit. And Izzy Logistics and Distribution can help improve curb appeal and connect you with your community with strategic beautification and maintenance services. Create the curb appeal you need to catapult your business, commercial, strip, or church to the next level of excellence. We leave people, places, and things better than we found them. So call Izzy Logistics and Distribution to help improve curb appeal and connect with your community. The number is 866-97-IZZY, and that's 866-97-IZZIE, extension 3, Izzy Logistics and Distribution. I tell you, I really appreciate the supporters of National Detroit Weekly. One more note before we go to our topic, which is vacation, travel time, because I, you know, some of my favorite places I listed earlier, Jamaica, Virgin Islands, England, Nigeria, Scotland, Argentina, Hawaii, Aruba, Panama, Bermuda, Italy. We're going to talk about Mexico today. But look, if you are having, you know, credit is a main issue nowadays, and you need good credit if you want to get insurance coverage, if you want to be approved for a loan, if you want to get hired for a job, if you want to rent a car, hotel, you need a credit card when you travel. First Financial Services, their mission is to provide the highest quality service for your clients, for their clients to achieve their financial goals. Whether your concerns about credit repair, tax filing, or loan modification, rest assured you're in touch with the right people. The team of financial experts at First Financial is comprised of some of the most experienced around. Within the first 2 months, your credit score is going to be boosted up. I'm telling you, at First Financial, we guarantee that when we're done repairing your credit, you'll look better to the banks, lenders, and creditors who can determine your purchase power. Credit is the key to this world. And of course, it can open so many doors, but the key to perfect credit, of course, is to pay your bills on a timely fashion. Call Diane Gill. She is a credit repair specialist at First Financial. The number for the credit repair specialist, Diane Gill, is 248-327-7965. Okay? 248-327-7965. One more thing I just forgot. You know, the weather is great. It's time you can get your roof done. And there's only one company that I'm referring you to. And there's only one company that I've ever referred you to, and that's American Standard Roofing. Call Arnie at American Standard Roofing. Tell him you heard him on National Detroit Weekly. American Standard Roofing has certified crews that can provide free estimates. Financing is available. If you don't have the money, they'll give you the money. Financing is available at American Standard Roofing. They just don't do roofs. They do gutters, skylights, siding. They use the finest, most durable materials. They are Michigan's number one roofer. They even have a designer on site for you. Call American Standard Roofing. Ask for Arnie. Number is 248-350-2323. All right. Like I said, it's time for vacation, and it's time to start thinking about where you want to go, what you're going to do. There's some places I want to get to again. I want to go to Panama again. I want to go to Bermuda, Jamaica again, the Virgin Islands again. I want to go to Hawaii again and Aruba. But there's some other places I want to check out, like Italy, Argentina, Scotland, England. But tonight we're going to talk about Mexico. Mexico. It's close. It's been in the news every day, but it's a good place to visit. Let me tell you, it's, you know, contrary to what you hear all the time, It is safe. It's safe for Americans to visit Mexico. Go to Mexico City. You know, the only thing it's hard for me to get used to is seeing, you know, police and army with rifles and machine guns. But after a while, you kind of get used to it after a while, and you realize that they're there for your protection. And don't be afraid, you know, but it's good to take a trip somewhere close by, like Mexico City, you know, take some tours. My advice is may, if you do, go with a group of people. Go out as a group. If you can, I'm telling you, there's no more fun than going someplace like Mexico, out of the country with a group of people that you, whether it's family or your friends, you know, I've been out with groups of people that I didn't know, and I always wish that it was a group of people that I knew and were friendly with, not part of some tour group. I wish I went, whenever I go, I wish that it was with people that I knew or was friendly with. I've done it before, you know, 4 to 6 people. That's great. I've been out with 4 or 6 people out of the country, and that's what I like. The more, the better. And it's like a party. It's like a 7-day party. And if you do go somewhere, you got to go for at least 7 days. You got to get out. You got to get disconnected from work. You got to get disconnected from Detroit. Get disconnected from the city. Get disconnected. Get the stress off. But when you go out, always remember to be careful when you travel outside the country. Just like if you travel anywhere, be careful. Make sure that your belongings are safe. Don't put everything in one pocket or in one bag or purse. Distribute some things, you know. Look, they have belts that have secret compartments in it. I wore a belt that had a zippered compartment in it when I went to the last time I went to Mexico. And I felt much better. You know, you can fold up a few $100 bills into your the zippered secret zipper in your belt. I don't even know where you can find stuff like that now. But there's jackets and pants and belts and stuff that has, and even hats that have secret compartments. That's what you wear places like Mexico and other places that you may want to be really concerned about your safety and your items. But be careful. In Mexico City, there are a lot of people that ask you for money. You know, you walk out of your hotel, they know you're visiting, they know you're American. Of course, Americans are one of their favorite targets, to ask for money and things like that. But, you know, just remember that they're there. They make a living at that. They know that you're there. They know that you're visiting, and they know that you have money. So they're going to target bottled water. My suggestion is, anytime you have the opportunity, use bottled water. Sometimes the water is not safe to drink, and if you want diarrhea, you know, I've been to Latin America before, and I've had to deal with that. So, you know, for one reason or another, whether it's the rich food that they have or whether it's the poor water, be careful. But if you can choose bottled water or a nice can or bottle of Coca-Cola, which is always safe, try not to be out at night too far from your hotel. You know, if you do venture out, make sure you get back before it's too late. You don't want to be stranded out without taxi service or bus service. You know, I'm telling you, been there, done it. I've been out, ventured a little bit too far, and, you know, buses stop running, gets dark, it's hard to get a taxi. It happened to me in Mexico. It happened to me in Puerto Rico. So, you know, make sure you don't venture out too far. That's why I also say go with a group. Travel in a group. The merchants on the road, on the side of the road or in the markets or the bazaars, make sure that you negotiate the price. They're ready. They're waiting for you. So make sure that you know, one thing that I found out is if you don't buy stuff first thing in the morning if you're out, wait till towards the end of the day. At the end of the day, the merchants, they want to sell. Some of this stuff is handcrafted. Some of it is trinkets. Some of it's made in China. So you got to be careful. You may think you're buying something handcrafted in Mexico, And then when you get back to your hotel, you see a sticker on the back saying made in China. So make sure the stuff is real, genuine, and that they made it. And negotiate a good price for it. I'm telling you, they're waiting for you. They know you're American. They know you got money, and they'll say whatever they got to say. I remember I was in Jamaica, and everybody called me brother, but they were all friendly, of course, but they called me brother. But all they wanted was for me to, take out a 50 and give them 50 to pay for something. You can blow a lot of money like that. So make sure you try to negotiate a good deal. As I said, stay in a safe area, safe hotel. Go out to some of the nice restaurants, the popular restaurants. Find out from the hotel. Find out from the concierge. Talk to people and find out what are the good places to go. Take day trips out, up to 100 miles outside of Mexico City. Plan some tours, get up in the morning, go to the concierge, and go on some day trips. Take a bus shuttle out of town, go sightseeing, get out of the big city, Mexico City. The dollar goes a long way. You're going to really, really be impressed by how valuable the dollar is in Mexico. Really, to be honest, most places you go, you'll feel like a rich American because you better appreciate. I mean, I know we have issues going on in this country, but you've got to really appreciate our economy. You got to appreciate the wealth here. And I don't care how much or little money you have. When you go to another country like Mexico or Panama or Venezuela, the American dollar is king. You'll go a long way. Very respected, I'm telling you. You'll really appreciate this country more. Yeah, we have our problems. We got issues. But I can tell you this. When you go places like Venezuela and Mexico and Panama, whether you want to accept it or not, to them, you're considered a rich American. So welcome to the real world. That's what it's like. You just don't realize until you leave this country and go somewhere, you wonder, why do people think about us like this? Why do they think about it? You don't realize, in some countries, it's an insult to watch American television, like the weight reduction commercials and all that stuff, because people are starving in some places. And we got commercials and infomercials on how to lose weight, how to shed pounds. And, they don't want to see that. They're starving. They need to eat. So we got to think about it. Think about what you say and do and how it impacts and how other people see this in other countries. So don't go over and be an insult to people. Be kind and respectful. Don't be the ugly American when you travel overseas. Don't be loud and brash and ugly when you go overseas. Be kind, be understanding, be fair. We don't need any more enemies around the world. You may not feel like it, but like I said, you are considered a rich American in most places. I can tell you this. I was in Mexico. The last time I was in Mexico City, we stopped at a traffic light, and a family, I guess they owned that intersection, okay? When you stopped at the stoplight, there was a family there, and they would do backflips, dancing, jumping up and down, all sorts of acrobatic stuff. And what they wanted, that's what they did when the light was red and you stopped at the light. So the thing is, once they finish, you're supposed to give them a donation of anything, money, food, even Chiclets, chewing gum. And they appreciate whatever you give them. And when the light turns green, you drive off. I'm telling you, that's the real world. And that's Mexico. So Make sure you got your passport, book your tickets, book your hotel, and enjoy Mexico. So that's, you know, the scenery is great. It's a good feeling. Like I said, it's mostly safe. There's a lot of stuff you just need to know before you go, and there's a lot of things to do and see in and around Mexico. It's a great place, despite what you hear, you know, all the bad news. You know, that stuff happens here too. Like, doesn't Detroit have a bad reputation? But it wasn't today a nice day? And if you go downtown Detroit today and walk along the riverfront, it's not the end of the world. But same thing for places like Mexico. So you know, I hope that information helped you, and I hope that that's something that you can take with you. And, you know, like I said, eventually I do want to talk about some other places. Some places I've been, some places I haven't been, but I have been to Mexico. That was the first one on the list. So today is Mexico Day, okay? This is Mexico Day, so hola, right? All right. I think that's the only, one of the only languages I started to learn. At one point, I was able to, right after I graduated from Cass Tech, I was reading and talking a little bit in Spanish at the time. My mother speaks Spanish, or at least she spoke Spanish. She used to live in Cuba, too. And we also used to live in Panama. Actually, I was born in Panama. But, you know, you can, it's good to learn a language. I haven't used Spanish in so long. Neither has my mother. And we, you know, but learn the, see if you can learn the language. Learn some of the key words before you go. So get your passport, get it booked. It's a great time. Yes, it's going to get warm, but this is a great time to go. So, and we'll talk about some more. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but like I said, it's going to be from my list. Panama, Bermuda, Jamaica, the Virgin Islands, London, Nigeria, Scotland, Argentina, Hawaii, and Aruba and Italy. So we'll pick some more, but today it's all about Mexico. You're listening to National Detroit Weekly. My name is Michael Van Sewell. Normally I'm joined with Harold Sullivan, the blogger, and Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission, but, you know, maybe they're on vacation, but we'll see. Look, National Day of Prayer is coming up, and I really appreciate Chaplain Rhoda Urson for inviting me to speak at the National Day of Prayer Thursday, May 4th at the Marriott downtown Detroit, the Cascade Room. Doors open at 6. The event starts at 7 promptly. This is the time that we corporately stand in the gap and pray for those in authority, our leaders, our community, our cities, our state, the United States of America, and Israel. In God we trust. Michelle Ferguson from Michelle Ferguson Ministries is the keynote speaker. Other guest speakers include Rory Gamble, Director, UAW Region 1A, and Associate Rabbi Glenn Harris, and of course, Wilda Urson, host and international chaplain. It's sponsored by Community-Wide Chaplaincy International. It's the 18th annual National Day of Prayer. The theme is Fabulous Outpourings from Heaven, Thursday, May 4th, at the Marriott Courtyard, downtown Detroit, corner of Jefferson and Randolph in the Cascade Room. The doors open at 6. Hors d'oeuvres will be served. The program starts promptly at 7. So I'm looking forward to it, and it's coming up just a few days away, less than about a week from now. Another event is the Miss Black Fit and Fine, but this is coming up in September. However, they are still looking for contestants. The next contestant search will be Saturday, May 6th from noon to 5 p.m. at Rolani's Boutique, 22,080 10 Mile Road in Southfield. There's a $20 application fee. There's an initial $20 application fee at the beginning, okay? And then you'll find out more once you are selected. The final contestant search is Saturday, June 3rd from 12 noon to 5 p.m. at Rolani's Boutique at 22,080 West 10 Mile Road in Southfield. So it's for 50 plus. Miss Black Fit and Fine, sponsored by Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. It's hosted by Dr. Sabrina Jackson in September, on September 17th at the St. George Cultural Center in Southfield. So I tell you what, I'm going to be there. I will be there because I want to see who is crowned Miss Black Fit and Fine at the beauty pageant September 17th. But you can apply in person on May 6th and on June 3rd at Lilani's Boutique, 22080 West 10 Mile Road in Southfield. Here's the number if you want more information. The number is 248-796-7071. Again, 248-796-7071. All right. Of course, National Detroit Weekly is brought to you in part by the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker. They specialize in leadership, loyalty, and longevity. Pascal, Tashman, and Walker is a full-service national law firm committed to providing the best possible legal services to meet your specific needs. We represent individuals in Michigan and throughout the United States. We're members of the Michigan and American Association of Justice. We have attorneys honored by the County of Wayne, State of Michigan, for their outstanding record of advocacy for low-income people and community service. We've been listed in the Detroit News Super Lawyer section in the field of medical malpractice, and we are members of the Million and Multi-Million Dollar Advocates Forum. During our 40-year history, we've represented people of all ages, religions, and ethnic backgrounds. We have had the opportunity and continue to work with local organizations, including churches and labor unions. This experience has taught us to be sensitive to each individual's specific needs, questions, and concerns. Our staff is committed to providing only the highest quality legal services. Here are just some of the services provided by the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker for over 30 years. Professional negligence and malpractice, personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor and employment law, personal matters, family law, business litigation, and civil rights and police misconduct. And they're also known as the pastor's choice. You know, Pascal, Tashman, and Walker is the pastor's choice, specializing in serving pastors, churches, and congregations with excellence in legal representation. We are intimately aware of your needs and stand ready to serve you. All right, with all that, here's the number, 248-353-7750. Again, 248-353-7750. And call and ask for Attorney Cliff Pascal. He's the lead attorney. Tell him you heard it on National Detroit Weekly. Ask for Cliff, Attorney Cliff Pascal. And the number is 248-353-7750. He is my attorney. All right. Joe the Tailor. Here's a special message from Joe the Tailor. I talked to him the other day. He said, Mike, share this with your listeners. So he has a special message here for you. Joe the Tailor does professional alterations for men and women, along with custom suit tailoring and expert advice. If you're getting ready for a prom or a wedding, he can help you out. Select from a stylish array of tuxedos and handkerchiefs and shirts and ties, belts and socks, cufflinks and blazers. And you know what? They got dry cleaning services available, too, at Joe the Tailor. The prices are reasonable and affordable. The service is fast and friendly, and in some cases, the same day. So look your best and don't be stressed. Call Joe the Tailor at 248-351-0004. Let Joe the Tailor be your fashion consultant. So if you're looking for accessories or more to enhance your style, let Joe the Tailor hook you up. Joe the Tailor is located at 25853 Glosser Road between 10 Mile and Civic Center in Southfield. So look your best. Don't be a hot mess. Call Joe the Tailor at 248-351-0004. You know, this was a great big weekend for the NAACP. They just had their big sit-down dinner at Cobo Hall on Sunday. But the Northern Oakland County NAACP cordially invites you and your guests to an art-burning fundraising auction. It's featuring the original work of renowned artist Brenda Singletary. You know, she is originally from Detroit, artist Brenda Singletary attended Kettering High School and Oakland University. She moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and received her BA degree from Morris Brown College, and then later went to Goddard College in Vermont. Brenda Singletary is presently a member of the faculty as a teaching artist at the College of Creative Studies in Detroit. Prior to becoming a full-time visual artist, she worked several years in television broadcasting. And as an advocate for the arts, Brenda offers art exhibits and art burnings as fundraisers. And you got to be there. You got to see this. She offers classes and workshops for nonprofit groups and individuals who wish to express themselves creatively. Her mission is to make art accessible to the inner city communities by making ownership of art a reality. How great is that? Okay, the fundraising auction, art burning, that's what it's called, is Saturday, May 13th. But you got to call this number to find out where it's going to be. This is just one of those intriguing things. You know how they do those, where's the party at thing, and you got to wait. But that's what this is about. It's Saturday, May 13th, and it's from 4 to 7 p.m. Call this number, 248-338-6760, and they will give you all the details. Leave your contact information, and there's a live auction. Hors d'oeuvres are going to be served. You can meet and greet the artist, Brenda Singletary, Saturday, May 13th. And this is sponsored by the Northern Oakland County NAACP, and the phone number is 248-338-6760. So that's the NAACP. So keep that on your calendar to May 13th. I tell you, you know, and finally, my notes here, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Michigan Ocean is business, political, and media relations. Michigan Ocean is a public relations company specializing in business and political consulting. So talk to a representative for client interviews and consultations. Michigan Ocean is a business resource and referral service that will help grow your company. So let us connect you to local and national lenders and use our networking database. Michigan Ocean is a radio and advertising sales team. So let us create an Air Your Next commercial. We can also produce an Air Your Next radio or TV show. So go to MichiganOcean.com. Some of the loan applications are free. Most services are sold as a package to clients. Michigan Ocean is media, marketing, and public relations. Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC, is located at 24681 Northwestern Highway, Suite 400 East, Southfield, Michigan, 48075. The number is 248-516-8300. The hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 3. Saturday is by appointment only. Sunday, we're closed. But again, the number is 248-516-8300. And go to the website, MichiganOcean.com. All right. Again, thank you for joining us here on National Detroit Weekly. A new program is issued every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., co-hosted by blogger Harold Sullivan, Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission. My name is Michael Van Tool. You know, there's two ways you can connect with the program. You can call in on the number, and the number is 657-383-0565, or you can just log in to blogtalkradio.com. And keywords, so when you search it for the program, is look for Michael Van Tool, V-A-N-T-U-L-L, or National Detroit Weekly, and you will find it. I think you can even click on Search Detroit, and National Detroit Weekly will pop up. So that's how you do that. Okay, finally, I have to drop some political stuff in here. Why are so many Americans ignoring the failures and weaknesses of President Donald Trump and his lack of knowledge and his lack of abilities to think rationally, logically, and honestly?
disheartened by the childlike responses to most issues from the White House, the lies, the conflicts of interest, and those conflicts of interest are getting bigger and bigger. The deflection of questions and answers, you know, you ask them a question and they don't answer and they deflect and run and hide and don't answer your question and they go off on a tangent somewhere else and talk about some other things. I mean, all these are tactics. The bad decisions, the flip-flopping on policies. I mean, come on, for some of you who support Donald Trump, if you realize that he's flip-flopped on so many issues and he has failed at so many things and, you know, the emotional decisions that he's made. Didn't he say he was going to stay out of the internal affairs of other countries and not get us wrapped up? It's going to be America first. Well, then look, you know, all of a sudden he's bombing Syria. He's bombing Afghanistan. We're in a public spat with Korea right now. There are I don't know how many investigations going on for Trump and his administration cozying up and the campaign cozying up to and having illegal communications and contact with the Russians. There's a lack of proper organization in the White House. There's a lack of intelligent thought and drafting of documents, spelling of people's names wrong, like the president of Prime Minister of England. Some of the executive orders are improperly crafted. Some of the court rulings have exposed some of those problems with the professionalism and effectiveness of the cabinet to draft documents and to draft legislation. What about his crazy spending of travel? Donald Trump is already on pace to outspend Barack Obama in travel expenses. Donald Trump is going to spend more in 1 year than Barack Obama and his family spent in 8 years in the White House. And then, of course, Trump should release his taxes. You know, even some Republicans are asking to release his taxes and stay in Washington and stop those costly weekend trips down to his resort, Mar-a-Lago. What do you think the White House is for? What do you think Camp David is for? It's cheaper to host and have meetings and conduct your day-to-day activities in the White House. And if you want to take a foreign leader to a nice, secluded spot, take him to Camp David. That's what Camp David is for. It's much cheaper than the tens of millions of dollars that the president is spending on his retreat down in Florida. Mar-a-Lago is too expensive, much too expensive. And yes, Trump should release his taxes. How can you lead the efforts to restructure the tax code when we don't even understand his own tax situation? We should know about what investments he has. We should know about what debt he has to foreign countries. We should, and banks. We should know about the transactions he's having with different people around the world. We should know what's going on here in this country. So how can you lead the efforts to restructure the tax code when we don't even know and understand his own tax situation? Of course, you know, this is the big announcement today in Washington about, you know, he's calling it the biggest restructuring his taxes. But you know what? Who's going to pay for all that stuff? When we cut the taxes of major corporations, who's going to pay for all that stuff? That means somebody's not going to get it something. Somebody's not going to be helped. Some service is not going to be provided. So you got to be careful when you go cutting all these taxes because, you know, it's going to help those corporations, but is it going to help people who really need help? And the government, that's what the government's there for. And I just hope that the Democrats don't compromise with this president because he will only crush you and ram his own policies through. I believe that Donald Trump will think that you are weak if you want to deal with him or compromise. He's not a person to deal with politely. He's a ruthless negotiator, and he's a power-hungry person. And any sign of friendship or compromise or willingness to talk, I think he takes it as a weakness. So I agree with the Democrats. Stay strong, resist.
and don't give Donald Trump anything that he needs. And you know, because gradually I think he's figuring things out. He's learning the hard way. But he's got to learn to talk to people fairly, communicate, negotiate, be fair, and he'll figure it out. He'll figure it out because he's not going to be able to get anything done. But if his base wants to be forgiving and allow him to get away with all this stuff, I think, you know, I don't know how long it's going to take for them to wake up one day and realize that he has done nothing for them and nothing to improve their lives, to improve the economy. And eventually they'll find out that he's not doing anything to help them. It's actually legislating and proposing legislation that will hurt poor and working people, the very people that his base. And, all I'd say is I wish I could talk to his base and communicate with them, and I wish they would listen and not be stubborn and hard-headed. Just sit and listen. We might not always be right on everything about Donald Trump, but why do you, and I'm talking to Donald Trump's base right now, why do you believe everything he says, and why are you so forgiving with everything he says? Stop and think about you and your life. We all want to pay our bills. We all want to be successful. We all want our kids to thrive and go to college and get a good job. We all want the same thing. So let's not let people like Donald Trump divide and conquer groups of people, whether it's by color, race, creed, religion, or whatever. We all want the same thing. We all want to be safe. We all want to be prosperous. We all want to be productive. I'm telling you, why are you falling for that division? Why are you ready to injure someone else, another group of people? That people are not taking anything from you. Then look, a lot of his base live in communities that don't even have any other groups of people around. It's just you there. It's just you all. So why are you mad at us? Why are you mad at somebody else? Don't let this politics of hate and division control who you are. We are all Americans. And Donald Trump has done a great job of exploiting that since during his campaign. And that's what he did. But you know what? He will pay a price for that. He'll pay a price for what he has done to this country. And it's just unfortunate. But, you know, I wish I was able to reach more people, and I wish that more people would listen and not get so defensive. You know, when somebody tells me something, constructive criticism or an alternative point of view, I listen. You know, some people tell me that it's my weak point, but sometimes it can be a strength. I listen when people tell me stuff because I want to hear an alternative view, because I may be wrong. And you know, when Donald Trump's base has to send their kids to fight and die in a war that Donald Trump created, then they'll figure it out. When they lose the jobs they have now, I'm not talking about the jobs they already lost in their little towns across rural America and suburban America. Look at retail. Retail is in a free fall. He hasn't said anything about that. Do you know how many stores have been closing and failing this year? Donald Trump has said nothing about it. He has done nothing real to help the coal miners. Obamacare. Obamacare is still there. He has not been able to repeal and replace Obamacare. The ban on the 7 Muslim countries, he has not been able to successfully stop that. The courts have stopped it. There was another court ruling stopping his penalizing of sanctuary cities yesterday. So if you think that he has a lot of successes in 100 days, I agree with some of the commentators that it's probably one of the worst 100 days of any presidency in American history. I think right now this is probably going – right now, as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the worst presidencies ever, and it is one of the worst 100 days of any presidency. And, you know, I think the only – even the Gorsuch nomination for Supreme Court, even that, he had to make a desperate move to win that. He had to change the rules, the voting rules in Washington in order to get that Supreme Court justice on the bench. So nothing has come easy, and I would advise the Democrats not to give anything, don't give him an inch. He plays tough. He plays hardball. And that's the only thing he understands, and that's how the Democrats have to deal with Donald Trump. They're going to have to be tough too. So I agree with Chuck Schumer. I agree with Nancy Pelosi. I agree with the Democratic Party. He wants to play hardball. Let's play hardball, because that's the only lesson. That's the only thing he understands. Okay, that's my commentary for the day. My name is Michael Van Tool. You are listening to National Detroit Weekly. I'm glad that I had an opportunity to share that with you, because I listen to a lot of the talk radio. I listen to a lot of the cable and all that stuff. And don't get me on one of those programs. Don't get me on there. Look, a family serving families. That's what the Ellis Funeral Home is. I'm telling you, they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, serving all faith. At the Ellis Funeral Home, we are a family serving families with dignity and quality care at affordable prices. Go online at ellisfuneralhomeinc.com or call 313-535-8800. The Ellis Funeral Home on Grand River between Lasser and Telegraph, the Ellis Funeral Home is a family serving families. David Ellis is doing a great job over there, along with the team at the Ellis Funeral Home. The number is 313-535-8800. They're located at 22401 Grand River, Detroit, Michigan, 48219. The Ellis Funeral Home, a family serving families. And then I did want to remind you about Pascal Tashman and Walker. That's my law firm. Attorney Cliff Pascal is my attorney, and the number to reach Attorney Cliff Pascal is 248-353-7750. My good friend Audra Carson sent me this to share with you. Her company, Izzy Logistics and Distribution, leave people, places, and things better than they found them. With strategic beautification and maintenance services, create the curb appeal you need to catapult your business, commercial, strip, or church to the next level of excellence. Improve curb appeal and connect with your community. Call us at 866-977-IZZE, extension 3. And then, finally, I want to mention Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Michigan Ocean is a public relations company specializing in business and political consulting. So talk to a representative for client interviews and consultations. Michigan Ocean is a business resource and referral service that will help grow your business. Let us connect you to local and national lenders and use our networking database. Michigan Ocean is a radio and advertising sales team, so let us create and air your next commercial. We can also produce and air your next radio or TV show. And some loan applications are free. Most services are sold as a package to clients, media, marketing, public relations, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. The location is 24681 Northwestern Highway, Suite 400D, Southfield, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, Saturday by appointment only. The number is 248-516-8300 or MichiganOcean.com. All right, we've got about 6 minutes left.
Pastor Shauna Taylor. Are you there?
Yes.
How are you this evening?
I'm not going to say that much. Great, great. It was good to be in the neighborhood. One more time.
Great. Great. Well, you know, I decided tonight to focus, now that the weather has changed and spring is here and summer is approaching, to talk about some of the vacation spots. And we talked about Mexico tonight. So hopefully those who have logged online, those who call in, you know, can have an option now this summer to think about where they want to go. And you know, I'm going to try to talk about some other places that I like Italy, London, Argentina, Aruba, Bermuda, Jamaica, some other places we'll cover throughout the summer. But today we talked about Mexico. How are things at Beacon Outreach Systems? Can you give us an update about your mission and your ministry?
It's going good. We're on WMKM 1440 AM on Thursdays at 10:30 in the morning. I would like to have donations sent to this address, 23823 Village House Drive, South of Michigan, 48033 South 5A. You guys can send any type of donations, any kind of gifts, any kind of love offerings. It will go towards the homeless and towards the cause to open up a shelter. So that's what's going on. You know, we're always motivating. We're always encouraging.
Why do you feel it's important to do that? Why do you feel it's so important for you to
help?
Because
I was homeless. Because I was homeless.
Uh-huh.
At one point in my life, and it wasn't too long ago. But, you know, one thing I've learned is that with the consistency of pushing towards being successful and pushing towards helping other people while you're going through, you know, I always hear people say, oh, you can't help nobody if you don't help yourself. Well, that's a lie. You can help people and help yourself. As the word tells me, it's better to give than to receive. So that's what we do. We give, you know, and I'm always giving clothes away. I'm always, you know, putting food in people's refrigerators. I'm always helping people find jobs and housing. So my number is, you know, 586-329-0199. And it's not just I'm saying, oh, I do community stuff that we're outreach. No, we actually help people. I've actually taken calves to help people, you know.
Well, Pastor Taylor, we've got about 3 minutes left. Can you share some words of encouragement this evening?
The words of encouragement that I would say tonight, people, is that no matter what you see in front of you, no matter what you hear, no matter what you've been going through, know that God is in control and know that he is able to do what he said that he would do. Don't ever give up. Don't ever allow Satan to put the spirit of fear in you or even depression. You know, I'm starting to see a lot of people being depressed. I'm pretty sure everybody has been going through that. Don't allow depression to be the thing to take you up out of here. Just continue to press towards the thing of God, you know, because one thing I'm finding out is that today I took a moment with the Lord today. You know, after all I've been going through this month, last month, you know, I'm taking time out. And what I would tell you to do is put on a song of worship. You know, put on a song of worship. Listen to a song that would feed your spirit, that would feed your core. You know how you work out and they say you got to work out to get that core in, that core exercise, that look that you want? Well,
yes.
You got to be in fitness. You got to be in fitness for Jesus, too. You know, he is a spiritual being. You know,
yes.
He is your spiritual being.
Yes. Well, Pastor Taylor, thank you so much. I know we've got like less than 30 seconds left, but thank you so much for those words of encouragement and for chiming in this evening and sharing that.
with the National Detroit audience, and thank you for sharing with us this evening. Thank you so much. I want to just thank you to Jilda Taylor, the Miss Black Fit and Fine. National Day of Prayer, don't forget, it's Thursday, May 4th. Thank you to American Standard Roofing, Attorney Cliff Pascal Tashman and Walker, African Fashions and More, Deacon Moe at Avis Ford. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time right here on National Detroit Weekly.
God bless.